This is transfer status completed.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi. My name is Eileen Coughlin, and I have a charge in my account for $56.95. What kind of company are you?
I'm sorry, excuse me. We're a third-party call center. You said you received a charge on your bank account for $56 and some change.
And 95 cents, yes.
Okay, I would have to pull it up to see what you either were charged for, if it's a product or an app or something like that. I have to pull it up to see that. What's the zip code?
02359.
What was your name again, ma'am?
Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Coughlin, C-O-U-G-H-L-I-N.
Thank you. And can you confirm your email or the mailing address you have listed?
My email is eacough@comcast.net. And what did you say, the other thing is the address?
No, that was the, I just needed one or the other. Let me check and see what the charge was for. Okay, so you were charged shipping and handling for a smartwatch on January 29th. When you signed up for it, it enrolled you into a membership.
They told me it was a free thing from Verizon. So, I don't want that.
Okay. It would have been in the terms and conditions when you got the product. But that's what the second charge for. It's not for the watch. It was just the membership part. You said you wanted to cancel the mail?
Yes, please.
All right. You want to write down this cancellation number?
Yes, please.
All right.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie.
Yep.
258.
Yes.
879. 240.
Okay.
All right, and that's the cancellation number. So you won't get any further charges or anything like that. You should get an email.
Are they going to credit my account for the $56.95?
No, ma'am. It is a valid charge.
For what?
Because when, when you did the smartwatch. It would have been in the terms that tells you that it's free because of it being a promotional deal.
No, it's for the watch. No, so I want to cancel the whole thing. If I return the watch, do I get my money back? But
no, ma'am. The
joke.
The watch was $7.95 shipping. That second charge was a membership from when you enrolled. For that smartwatch.
A membership for what? A membership for what?
An online store.
You signed up for a membership to belong to an online store?
Yes, it's for an online store. They give a gift card to you also to your email of $125 each month. But that's what the charge was for that membership. It's like when you do how you have a Walmart website, but you can sign up for a membership and it charges you a fee for that. That's basically what it is.
No, I've never done anything. So I would like my money back, though, because I don't want to sign up for any membership.
Okay. I can do a 50% refund.
No, I want the whole thing back, please.
Okay, it is a valid charge, ma'am.
So do I go to Verizon about this? Because this is a scam, as far as I'm concerned. They told me I got a free watch because I bought an iPhone, and now I get charged almost $60?
Yes, ma'am, but that is not for the actual watch. It's for the membership. The watch you got for free in the $7.95 shipping and handling. It is in the term.
Well, but it just says you agree. They didn't read any of the terms. It just says check the box. To check the box.
I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
So I would like to get my money back, please.
All right. If you don't want the 50% refund, ma'am, you don't have to accept it. But that's the most that we can refund with it being a valid charge.
So what's the 50%?
Hold on. $56.95.
That's $28.48. Yeah, I'll take that. This is a flipping scam. I'll tell you that. I'm going to report you to the Attorney General's office. This is crazy.
All right. And the Comcast email is a good email, correct?
Now it's Comcast?
No, your Comcast email, that's your email, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I was trying to make sure so you can get the email I'm sending to you.
Is it eacoff@comcast.net?
Yes, ma'am. All right. Okay. It'll be two emails, actually, one for a cancellation and one is a refund email. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second, ma'am. It's still loading. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Do you mind?
Yes.
I'm still here, ma'am. Give me 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm doing the full refund, so you're going to get two refund emails. I tracked the order, and I noticed that you haven't received it yet, so I refunded.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
I refunded both. You can still keep the product, but due to the fact that you got charged both and you still haven't received it, I went ahead and did both refunds, and I did confirm with my supervisor about that to make sure that it was okay, and she advised me.
Thank you so very, very much. You just made my day. You just made my day. Thank you so very, very much.
No problem, ma'am. And it's 3 to 5 business days to go back into the account, but it has been refunded. I'm sending out that second refund email. Now, because it's two transactions, it'll say $28.48, and then it'll say $28.47.
That's fine. That's perfect. Thank you. So you made my day. Thank you. I was having a bad day. You just made my day. Thank you.
It's okay, ma'am. And I do thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day,
ma'am.
Thank
you. You're a good girl. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.